And then for us, Hobie was very supportive about starting an adventure camp, which I proposed in 1967. And he was very supportive of the whole thing. So.
And 67 was the first year that we had adventure camp?
Well, 68, but 68. The actual concept was in the fall of 67. So I took a lot of overnights prior to, it was 66. There was a plane wreck on Double Top Mountain. And I had a cabin full of kids, nine kids. I was the village chief of Lenape. They were 12-year-old boys. And I never really did much camping before that. And we had heard that the Silver Air Patrol couldn't get up the mountain for whatever reason. And, of course, all the kids in my cabin wanted to go up the mountain and find the plane. So we didn't find it the first time, but the second time we went up Double Top, we found it. But was amazed that it rained the whole time. It was miserable. And we ran into nettles. We never found the plane the first time. We had a three-night overnight, the very first one that Frost Valley ever had. Prior to that, the longest was one night for the two youngest village and two-nighters for the three oldest villages. So we had a three-nighter. And then the next thing you know, we had a four-nighter. Then we had a five-nighter. And then I figured, well, why don't we just stay out the whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how Adventure Camp came about.
And was it called Sequoia right in the beginning?
There was no Sequoia. It was called Catskill Explorers.